Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
I want to know who this tool bag center road is, and how come we don't know about him, and how come he's not coming on here helping us make it rain with his damn bracket? Welcome in here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. The more I read about this story coming out from the NCAA, as a matter of fact, and the fact that it is the first time that a perfect bracket has lasted to the Sweet 16 is kind of impressive, especially when I compared the numbers between the chances of this happening even to this particular point and winning it to Powerball. This thing actually even dwarfs that, which is kind of hard to believe, the fact that a guy could get it all the way to this point. And can I tell you, I'm not exactly arguing with who he's got in the Final Four either, because it could very well happen. He's got Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, Kentucky in the Final Four, which is three number ones and a two. And then he's got Gonzaga taking down Kentucky in the final. And that, too, is very much possible. So I think it's pretty impressive that for the first time ever, some dude managed to, as chalky as it is, and I can't believe only one dude actually got it that far with all the chalk that's in it, one guy remains to do something that you got a better chance of the moon falling on your head than or, hell, you've got a better chance of hitting the damn $750 million Powerball that's happening right now than actually doing this. Quite impressive, dude. I mean, how many wins do you have? How many losses do you have, Dane, in your bracket? I mean, roughly, what are you, 50-50?
Well, first of all, good morning, Joe. Let's copy good morning. Do it. No, I'm better than 50% in my brackets. I mean,
are you 70-30?
The best bracket that I have, and I entered three, okay? I went 26-6 in the first round, so that's okay. Pretty good. The second round on that bracket, I'm 12-4 in the Sweet 16. So okay. What is that? 26-12, 48-6-4, 48-10 in my best bracket. But that is 10 losses still, you know. And I think the way you got to look at it, honestly, Joe, in these brackets, it's not necessarily about the wins and losses, especially in the first round. What it's about is how many of your big boys got bounced, right? It's about the potential points that you have left. Because I could be, you know, I could have 12-4, but if those four losses I also had in the Elite Eight, then I'm screwed because I don't have the possible potential to earn those points, right? But in my In my bracket where I was 26-6 and then 12-4, the four that I had were UC Irvine, so that doesn't hurt me, were Kansas, and that doesn't hurt me moving forward because I had Carolina, was I had the upset of Florida over Michigan, which didn't go well, but I picked that because I have Texas Tech moving on anyway.
Right.
And that was a region where I had an upset No, excuse me. I had Maryland instead of LSU. Maryland. I've been fading LSU, but I have Michigan
and
State anyway.
You were almost there, yeah.
Continuing to advance, you know. But
right.
That's a great job out of that person. Now, the only thing I would say is it was a very chalky tournament, Joe. You know what I mean? So, like, you could just be a Ducks fan, right, and then pretty much get the whole Sweet 16 correct.
The number is just astronomical to me. And the fact that we've never had it happen just to the Sweet 16, like we've never, ever had anybody get to the Sweet 16 and be in this position, is mind-blowing. We're 281,475,976,710,650. The number is just, it's like phone books. It's like it's like 20 numbers put together. And I got to tell you, I really do. Howie somehow managed, as chalky as this is, to still end up with three number ones and a number two means this guy could honestly go all the way and do the ultimate perfect bracket. And I say guy, and I don't mean it. It could actually be, you know, it could be a woman, too, as well. So I'm not discriminating
Kelly
there.
In Vegas.
Well, she would have told everyone already. I'm fairly certain of that. She would have already predicted that. But I am just I'm shocked that this year, especially because don't forget, we set all sorts of betting records this week. The betting favorites were over the top for the first time since the tournament expanded to 64 teams in 1985. All 16 betting favorites won in the round of 32. So that's a perfect bracket.
That's
crazy.
Part of the reason. It's the one and the same, though, right? It's the chalkiness of this tournament this year.
Yeah, three times it's happened over the last 30 years. 91, 95, and 2009, where the favorites have won 15 of the 16 games in round 32. But this was the first year chalk reigned through, that's why I'm impressed that there was only one, because you, me, everybody, we all had some combination of the teams that are left. We all had that combination, and I guess if you're a little luck here or there, like you pick LSU over Maryland, or hell, if Maryland goes the other way, then you're in a totally different as well. Even you only lost 10 games in two brackets in two rounds, right?
On my best sheet. Remember, I did three, and that's of the three.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to throw this out. We don't know for sure, but I'm going to say that this dude probably wasn't the only bracket he filled out. I'm sure he had a whole lot of combinations. But the idea that we've had this much chalk, that we're setting this record of this many favorites advancing to this point where the Cinderellas are completely out of it, I am, a couple of games one way or another, dude, that could have been you. You know, that could have been me. Yeah. That could have been, I'm shocked we don't have like 20 out of the, how many brackets were filled between everything? You're looking at, a couple of,
what you said, the 300 trillion.
It's ridiculous how many brackets were filled and only one dude managed to pick the correct, because what was the really big upset? Was there like a really big that maybe would have burned a bunch of people? I mean, listen, Michigan, Florida could have went either way.
But in the entire bracket, you got to look to the first round, right? Probably maybe the UC Irvine, maybe a Liberty.
Maybe a Liberty. Okay, maybe Liberty. That was the big one.
Or UC Irvine.
Yes.
Because people were on Murray State. People knew about Ja Morant. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I mean.
Liberty or UC Irvine is really the answer.
It's really the two.
This weekend, more people are alive in their bracket pools, right? Because if the cream rises to the top, that means these Elite Eight matchups, these Sweet 16 matchups, more people are going to have skin in the game.
Yep. We'll talk about this moving forward, some bets you got to have, and, of course, some more retirement news coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Crazy, eventful, and extremely unfortunate night in the NBA last night. We'll get to some of those stories. Just heartbreak for one.
Portland especially.
Yeah, just terrible. Absolutely terrible. But welcome in here as we make it rain for you on this Tuesday, March the 26th. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and want to welcome those of you that are streaming us across one of the many platforms that we come available to you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So good morning to you. And we were commenting just before about the one dude, the single dude or girl, that somehow managed to make it to this point, the very first time in the history of bracket challenges, managed to have the perfect bracket to the Sweet 16. And we're kind of marveled at the idea that here is a tournament that is the chalkiest it has been. It's only happened two or three other times in the history of March Madness where this many, I think the first time since all 16 favorites have actually made it to this point. And I'm shocked that we didn't have more this. I bet you more than anything else, Dane, there is probably maybe a dozen or so one loss, maybe two loss brackets that are out there as well. Yeah. And then this guy just happened to pick the right combination of Liberty over, you know, Mississippi State kind of situation, UC Irvine. But I'm sure there's many more of those out there. But correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there like $1 billion offer on the table? Am I right? Wasn't there? What's his face?
Yes. Was it like Steve Jobs?
No, Berkshire Hathaway. That guy.
Right.
I can't remember his name. The old guy from Omaha. What the hell's his name?
Talking about.
Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett actually put it up. Right, yeah. It was $1 billion that he was willing to insure.
Right. Yes, that was. Yes, and I filed that away in my mind the same as like Nike offering John Ross an island or whatever it was. Like if that happened,
right.
You know, this is not going to happen. And let me tell you something. It's still not going to happen, Joe. If you want to make a little of the gentleman's bet, I will give you 100-1 odds.
Ooh.
That it will not happen.
Okay. Damn.
In fact,
see, you just got my ears perked up here, man. Well, you said 100-1.
He still needs to go 15 of 15, and I don't think it's going to happen. All right.
How many do you think he gets? How many do you think he gets? Because we know his final four, right? So we know he's got three number ones in Kentucky. So he's got, you know, he took North Carolina out. So he's got Gonzaga, Virginia, Duke, and Kentucky in the final four.
All this round. I do not think all three of his ones make it to the Elite Eight.
So you're going to say two out of the or do you think North Carolina?
But Joe, all I need him to do is lose once. What I mean?
So, obviously the odds are against him there, but I'm just curious, how many you think does he lose just one? Does he come within one? Because I think that I would rather lose all of them than be wrong on one and know that I could have had that perfect bracket. That's the kind
we
of stuff.
We talked about this. I think all the one seeds, you know, they're live dogs here. Virginia Tech with a familiar opponent of Duke. I like Florida State to beat Gonzaga. You know, I've liked Florida State out of that region.
We're going upsets. Love it.
And listen, don't look now, but Oregon's been playing good ball. As good as anybody in this country. And the fact, I think that because it's going to be a defensive struggle, Oregon and Virginia, I think that kind of style mix fight is a bad thing for the Cavaliers, because I think they're going to be playing in the 50s, and I think it's going to be tight. I think all three of these one seeds have the potential to lose on Thursday and Friday.
I love it. All right. So we could get, I mean, as chalky as it's been to this point, there could very well, in your mind, be just total pandemonium. We could have fours and a three. We could have all sorts of craziness happen as we move along to the final four, where maybe there's only one one seed that makes it to the final. You know what I mean? At this point, because you could – Oregon, why not? Florida State, why not? You know, Virginia Tech, why not? Wouldn't it be something else if we got to this point, total chalk, and from this point on, it's every upset in the world, every lower seed in the world ends up dominating right now. That would be the craziness. That's basketball gods.
I think about it this way. If you look at the 1, 2, and 3 seeds, right? I know it's not perfect, right? But if you remember back in the regular season, right, you had the top 25, okay? And I always try to reposition it as a top 25. And so if you think about it, the 1 seeds are numbers 1 through 4 in the country. Like in the polls, let's say. The 2 seeds are 5 through 8. The 3 seeds are, 9 through 12, right? So if you're tuning in on a random Saturday and you saw number 4 versus number 11 in the country, like in the polls, number 4 versus number 11, like you wouldn't think it's a huge upset if number 11 wins, but that's what a 1 versus a 3 seed is. You know, a 4 seed is like number 14 in the country, and a 2 seed could be like number 6 in the country. And if you just saw at a random regular season game, number 6 versus number 14, you know, on the bottom line, and number 14 beat number 6, that would not be described as pandemonium. You know what I mean? So outside of like Oregon getting through, I think any of these things are absolutely viable. I personally do think, however, it'll be 1s or 2 seeds in every region. The West is my exception, where I like Texas Tech or Florida State to get to the Final Four in Minneapolis.
Yeah, and listen, crazier things have happened. We will certainly say timing is everything in these types of situations, and there are. I think it's fair to say that these final 16 are probably playing some of the best basketball that they have played all year. Sure. I don't see
anybody on
the descent. Yeah, I mean, nobody's flatlining it either. I mean, these aren't people that are all playing the best that they have played, which I think makes for fantastic finishes here. It will be madness at some point in the game, even with these big blue bloods going. And I do think it also has a lot to do with all this chalk, all of these blue bloods that remain. And if it continues to go that way, it's already been off the charts, record-breaking from a rating standpoint, the amount of people watching this tournament thus far. And, you know, a lot of cloud of suspicion, too, surrounding college basketball going into this. You got lawsuits, you got coaches being taken down, should we pay players, should we not pay players, and, you know, who's getting a deal, who's got all sorts of controversy surrounding it, and yet here we are in 2019 looking at, in 28 years, the best ratings that we have ever seen, And if you try to dive into what's going on with that and why that would be, especially across True TV, TNT, you know, it's not like major networks here, like CBS is the only one carrying it. You've got a whole lot of these cable companies, these cable stations that are covering it. So why, you ask? I think one thing is absolutely gambling. The brackets and the the amount of hype surrounding it is certainly good for ratings, although it's not necessarily a new thing from that standpoint. But I also think that whole concept of we love Cinderella is not really. No, we love our Kentuckys. We love our Dukes. We love our teams that we know, that we've always known. And by the way, this is the first time in a long time I can remember where college basketball actually has a star. And stars matter in college hoops, because usually we've been so devoid of it over the years, because teams aren't like what Duncan was at Wake Forest, where they spent 4 years and fans could get to know them. What we have is ones and dones, and then they disappear because they end up going to the Atlanta Hawks, and they end up, you know, you never hear from them again for 4 or 5 years. So what happened now is we've got this Zion Williamson that has completely taken over the entire world and the networks, and people gravitate in basketball. Stars matter, and so do blue bloods here, as well as the gambling. I think put all those three things together, Dane, you've got yourself probably one of the most watched tournaments we're going to have in a long time.
Yeah, I agree with you, and we said it from the very beginning, Joe. We said this idea that the Cinderellas would kind of be fun in the first weekend, but that the cream will rise to the top in the second weekend, and that especially in this tournament where we noticed the gap between the top, you know, 8 or 10 teams and everybody else. What I would say, Joe, you know, stars do make it. A few years ago, though, we had an undefeated Kentucky team going into the tournament, and I would say that would be the last time I remember this same kind of mainstream buzz to see if the Wildcats could go into
unibrow.
They lost to Wisconsin, I believe.
Yes, and then nobody watched it after that. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes forward. We'll talk some NBA, show you what happened last night. Terrible. Next.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Roto experts.
Anthony Rendon, we've already heard that Washington wanted to sign him to a big long-term contract. Didn't work out, at least not yet. I do have some shares of Rendon, a player I like. Maybe one of the best players that no one really talks about as being a superstar, that sort of guy there. And maybe it's because he did have an off year and a half where he struggled, and last year seemed to put it all together. We'll see what happens this year without Harper in that lineup. You know, I think that could change some things as well.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Welcome in. Time to make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. I want to thank you guys for dropping by here. We'll get you updated on our bracket challenge that we continue, the hater challenge, as we continue to move through our brackets, trying to find the ultimate thing that we hate there. We'll go ahead and talk about that coming up. But in the NBA last night, not a great scene on two fronts. Two very interesting things happened last night. One is just devastating to the Portland Trail Blazers as, you know, their Nurkic's leg kind of snap, crackle, and pop last night. And it was not, it was in double overtime against Brooklyn. It kind of landed on it awkwardly. And it just, it wasn't good. And then, of course, we just came to find out just about an hour or so ago that, in fact, his season is over, which it didn't take long to figure that out. Once you heard it, and then they put a towel over him and put a towel over his leg, it was just a, it was an awful scene there. And this guy was having a one hell of a season. As a matter of fact, they were just celebrating the whole idea that I think it's 6 years in a row now that the Portland Trailblazers have managed to go ahead and make the playoffs. They were planning on doing a little after game celebration last night, one way or the other with Brooklyn. So it was a very festive mood. We had a great game going into overtime, and then this happens, and his leg just, I mean, it exploded. It was just not a pretty scene. If you're one of those guys that likes to watch those kinds of videos, be my guest. But it was just, it was awful. And it's also devastating to this organization, Dane. I mean, this was a guy that they were building around. They had some real players. This was going to be a team that absolutely could contend out of the West and make it a little more difficult for the Golden State Warriors. But I don't know that. I don't know if them or anybody else could overcome this kind of travesty and devastation happening to one of their best players. It's just heartbreaking, really is.
It is, Joe. And Nurkic is already 15-10 out of the post there for the Portland Trailblazers. And listen, if you're listening out there, you know I have a little bit of a proclivity for Portland. You know, I got family out there. I always ride with the Ducks. You know, Joe, I've suggested Portland, you know, like as places for Anthony Davis and things like that. You know, I believe that the Portland Trailblazers really had something. I believe that they go under-respected kind of up there in the Pacific Northwest when you have Dame Dollar, you have CJ McCollum, and you have Yusuf Nurkic, okay? They were not like a big three, but like a sizable three. You know, they were respected. They were a four seed in the West. You know, we know about Denver and Houston and Oklahoma City, but really Portland has been there all year, and Portland has been there for the last like 5 years as one of these squads that really is just like one step away from really being a complete contender. And you're right, Joe. There's no way, in my opinion, they withstand the loss of a 15-10 center. You know, so this is just, it's sad to see. And you remember it with things like Gordon Hayward, with things like, you know, Paul George, with things like Kevin Ware, the kid from Louisville in the tournament a few years back. Just gruesome. And you always know it's bad when you can see, like, the other players' reaction. You know, and when they start to like either get ill themselves or look away or immediately wave trainers or something over. So just, you know, we tip our cap to Nurkic and the Portland Trailblazers, but really just a horrible thing to see. If you want to spin it forward for a pure, like, cold-blooded kind of way, there's only 9 games left in the season, right? And Portland has a 2.5 game lead on Utah and the Clippers for that 4-5 spot. And the interesting part now is I don't think, you know, kind of like Victor Oladipo, I didn't think the Pacers would stay live. I don't think the Trailblazers stay live. And in what's probably going to happen is they're going to probably fall to that 5 seed even and have to go on the road in the first round. So it's a shame for the Portland Trailblazers because I was hoping a lot more people would be able to get to see their sizable 3 in Lillard, McCollum, and Nurkic, and now that's not going to happen.
Yeah, not good. One of the best talented big men that nobody's heard of in the NBA right now, having
him
one of the
Jokic
best
in Denver.
Yeah, one of the best seasons of his career. I mean, he's averaging a double double. He's what, 57% from the field there within two. He's a very nimble guy for his size, but. Yeah. And don't forget, he was a guy that actually the defense of Portland, as much as we like to talk about the scorers they have, but that defense of Portland is pretty damn stout. And him coming over from Denver gave them kind of a formidable front there. And now it's just you could hear it snap in the video. I mean, it was just it really was a gruesome, gruesome situation. And, you know, when guys are running away from them. Right. You know, and that's exactly what happened. You could see it land and you could just faces on guys and they just all started to sprint away because they knew it. They could you could hear it on the audio. So I'm telling you right now, guys, if you are going if you're going to hit play on the videos that you can find around social media, I hope you didn't have I hope you have breakfast already because it's going to be tough to unsee it. So I'm just warning you right now and unhear it. It's just terrible. Sean Livingston was another guy that happened to that was just horrific, absolutely horrific. But we wish him the very best. It was confirmed about an hour ago that his season is, in fact, over with the Portland Trailblazers. And, you know, you had that going on last night in the late game. And then you had what was going on in Utah with the Phoenix Suns and something that I've never seen before. Actually, we have seen it before, but I'm amazed with the narrative that I'm waking up to here this morning talking about pointing at Utah being the bad guy here. For those of you that didn't hear, Devin Booker last night of the maybe the only player on the Phoenix Suns had 59 points in the game and they had made a decision on the Phoenix Suns that they were going to do anything and everything in their power to try to get him to 60 points for some reason. Because, you know, like it makes it you lost by 30. But for some reason, they wanted him to get 60 points. And Utah was like, yeah, I don't think so. So in the waning minutes of that game there, the Utah Jazz decided to foul everybody but Devin Booker so they wouldn't put him to the line. They wouldn't let him score the 60 points. And somehow or another, people are waking up this morning pointing at the Utah Jazz going, what a soft move. Why didn't you let the guy get it? And this is exactly what bothers me about this NBA. The idea that you are just supposed to hand a guy the points and just go ahead, let him score. What is the big deal? Well, the big deal is you lost by 30 points. Like, so congratulations, Devin Booker. You've now scored the most points in a 30-plus loss in the history of the NBA. And this is what we're celebrating if you're a Phoenix Suns fan today. To me, both of these teams are, I'm pointing at both of them, not just Utah, but I'm pointing at Phoenix too, going, really? This is what you're playing for now to do nothing but pad a dude's stats on a losing season on one of the worst teams in the NBA. And you guys are bent out of shape because Utah wouldn't let him get an easy 60 points. I don't understand what's happening in the NBA where this is what we are celebrating. The NBA is soft, and that's why I don't celebrate LeBron James's great numbers this year on the Lakers. So what? He was the only dude on the Lakers who was scoring anything. Of course his numbers are great, but you know what? You can't let a dude just simply score 60 points because there's some sort of moral victory at the end of the day. I'm glad Utah did it. I'm glad they sent the message being like, nah, I don't think so, dude. Try winning the game scoring 60. Then I'd be impressed.
Yeah, I agree with you. Here's what I'm reminded of, though. Didn't this happen last year also? Didn't, like, Devin Booker throw, like, 70 points down one game? Like,
that's correct.
Late in the season when the Suns were completely out of it, right? Didn't this happen, like, last year also? Booker wound up with 70 or maybe even 72 one
game. In a losing effort.
Late in the season also. I think it was late in the season also.
Yep.
You know, so I think we have seen this before. I'm with you, Joe. Listen, I ain't going to let someone try and do this against me. You know, go F yourself. You know what I mean? Because honestly, isn't this like one of the unwritten rules? Kind of like you were getting blown out by 30. Don't you like put the subs in and that sort of stuff? So yeah, this guy is they're still trying to pad stats. So I'd do the same thing. It's kind of like, you know, Joe, you know, baseball opening day is in a couple of days, right? It's just bush league to me. You know, it's like if someone's throwing a no-hitter against you and I try and bunt. You know, head on or whatever. And then the other team that's pissed off about it, like, drills the next guy in the head. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just these crazy unwritten rules out for self. I will say this, though. If you have Devin Booker in fantasy, start him moving forward. Because they're clearly trying to get him some stats. So DFS players, fantasy players, get yourself some shares of Devin Booker in the DFS world moving forward. They're clearly trying to load him up.
I love these narratives that I'm reading here today. Like, oh, Utah, what is wrong with you? Why? Like, are you serious? Like, nobody is pointing out the fact that you've got a team that was losing by 30 and was doing everything in their power to pad this guy's numbers. For what reason exactly? Like, what were you going to go back and celebrate as if there's somebody's going to remember the difference between 59 points and 60 points? The idea that you just... You thought you were going to hand it to him? Like, you thought Utah was just going to be like, hey, yeah, no problem. Let the guy drop 60. You know, let us be not. Like, absolutely not, because everybody in the building knew what they were doing. The guy shouldn't have been out on the field down by, on the court down by 30, right? It should have been and anybody else other than him.
41 minutes in this game when they were down by 30. All the other starters have like 30 minutes. He's got 41 minutes. They were obviously trying to do this. Like I said, Joe, just like sometimes they try and get the guy a 10th rebound or a triple-double. You know, what I would wonder is,
Bush League.
Look at his contract incentives.
Still Bush League.
See if he's got anything in that still Bush contract.
I am not celebrating a dude scoring 60 when I lost by 30, all right? I mean, the big picture here, guys, why the NBA sucks now. It's amazing to me. All right, coming up, another retirement announcement coming down. Will this one stick? We'll tell you who and what they said coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
So you got all 30 Major League Baseball teams playing this Thursday, and you guys know it is time to swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com, and they are looking to make someone their eighth millionaire winner. And if you're playing MLB DFS on DraftKings or FanDuel and you're not using DailyRoto.com, yeah, you're pretty much doing it wrong. So here's what you do. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get yourself a special discount, and you'll get lineup alerts and weather updates, fantasy projections. Oh, yeah. And the use of the lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your special discount today. Let's do that. Looking forward to Major League Baseball getting ready to kick off here as we get to root for our favorite teams, the Yankees, the Red Sox, getting ready to do battle. Talk about Blue Bloods. My word. Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, Cubs. Will Joe Maddon save his job this year by delivering? Will the Cubs fall flat on their face? All sorts of questions to be answered. Going to be a lot of fun in doing that. And I think we got another answered question yesterday. We learned about Gronkowski retiring, of course, one of the best tight ends that ever played. He went ahead on social media and posted that, yeah, you know, maybe it's time for me to move on. And then, of course, we found out later in a day, Drew Rosenhaus was like, well, we're not ruling anything out. You never know, because a lot of guys do that these days. They retire. Then if they're still young enough, they always leave the door open for the possibility of a comeback. And then there was this guy yesterday who, in the middle of the night, decided to throw this up on Twitter, telling people, hey, guys, quick announcement. I'm going to go ahead and retire from the sport, formerly known as the MMA there, the mixed martial arts today. I wish my old colleagues all the well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas. So Conor McGregor appears to have stepped away from the MMA, deciding to retire. And then, of course, you've got Dana White, who jumped right on there talking about how he's killing it with his whiskey business. It would totally make sense. If I was him, I would retire also. He's retiring from fighting, not from working. He keeps pointing back to this whiskey business, from which I understand is actually not doing that great. But apparently they're trying to prop up the whiskey business here. And all in all, Dana White seems to be okay with it. Connor seems to be okay with it. And can I tell you something? I think the sport's going to be just fine without him, Dane. I mean, what do you think about Conor McGregor retiring? And how long does it last? Maybe that's the better question we should be asking right now.
Yeah. Listen, I've said it a number of times here on this show and on this network. I do equate Conor McGregor and Rob Gronkowski as similar situations because I've always said, why put your body through it anymore? You don't have to. You, both of these guys, Conor McGregor and Rob Gronkowski, have sort of transcended their sport and are now mainstream celebrities because of their sport. So they're able to do different endorsements, different personality and appearance stuff. And instead of, you know, if I had the choice of making millions of dollars, you know, going on the talk show circuit and promoting, or millions of dollars by getting my face pounded in or having back surgeries, I would pick the former as well. And I got to tell you the way I read it, and it's consistent with what I was telling you like a week or two, Joe. I don't think Conor – not only do I not think Conor is, you know, kind of done working, like Dana White says, whether it's the whiskey or whatever. I don't think he's done with his affiliation with UFC and mixed martial arts. I've always said what I think next for Conor McGregor is promoting, just like Bernard Hopkins did, just like Oscar De La Hoya did. And the way that Dana White responded gives me more credence that that kind of business relationship is still possible. Dana White still propping up Conor McGregor, still saying that his businesses are doing well, you know, and saying he's not completely retiring from working, just the fighting part. I know there's this whiskey thing, but I really do, Joe. I really see promotion or a promotional label or outfit in Conor McGregor's future, and I think Dana White is helping to sow the seeds of that. I think it's a smart move from Conor McGregor, the same way I thought it was a smart move from Rob Gronkowski. They have other things they can leverage and do to earn money. And I really, really believe that the end of this story is Conor McGregor with a promotional outfit, just like Oscar De La Hoya within UFC.
Now, we did also get this, don't forget, when his media obligations leading into UFC 200 weren't exactly going his way. Don't forget, Conor McGregor retired then as well, out of nowhere. It's interesting to me. I'm glad he's doing it because his motivation is not what it was 10 years ago. And when you get $100 million,
he's not a janitor in Ireland anymore. He's rich.
Yeah. But the problem with these guys, a lot of them, is that they don't have an identity outside of being either a fighter or an athlete. And the problem for a lot of guys, and we see it in the NFL all the time, guys don't know how to transition to be anything else. Now, some guys, it's very easy. Other guys, they struggle. And, you know, those struggles are very well documented. And unfortunately, in a lot of times, it doesn't end very well for guys because they can't transition from that being the professional athlete, being in the spotlight, and transitioning into, all right, now you're a businessman or now you're a promoter or whatever it may be. It's very hard for guys to be able to get out of that mode. They spent their entire lives being just that, being that athlete, being the guy front and center. And sometimes that's not exactly an easy transition. I do think Conor McGregor has got a lot of other things going on. But to say that Conor McGregor will never step in the octagon again, I think is way too premature because there will be a new hotshot that might come along here in the next 6 months to a year. There will be an opportunity to bring and a payday to bring just absolute ridiculous money towards Conor McGregor to step in that ring either for a new champion, the old versus new. He's kind of, you know, translated into that guy now who can come back and everybody would love it a year away. Forget about it. How much is he going to be worth on a pay-per-view event to come back and fight the new reigning champ? He might do it. And I think as great as it is for him and the sport to stay away from it right now, and I do think it's for the betterment of the sport, I do think that there's a monster payday in about 12 to 18 months that will be waiting Conor McGregor for whoever the new it flavor of the month is going to be in MMA. I do think he'll eventually make it back in the octagon at some point.
Here's the reason I disagree with you, Joe, okay? Because two things. One, when you say that a lot of athletes can't make that transition into their post-athletic career life, I think that Conor McGregor and Rob Gronkowski, to be quite honest, are both –
you know, uniquely suited to be able to make that transition, right? Because they have some of the mainstream notoriety, I do think they're able to make that transition. I agree with you that some can't, but I think Connor will be able to. And secondly, you talk about maybe Connor being lured back for the big payday. But here's my problem with that, Joe. The quote-unquote big payday in the UFC is all relative. You know, they were talking about Conor McGregor in the UFC, even as the top name on the marquee, is making, what, $2, $3 million for a fight? When he fought Floyd Mayweather, they were talking about $50, $100 million. It's all relative, right? So I don't think even the big UFC payday now rates, relatively speaking, as much for specifically Conor McGregor because he's experienced different levels of money versus Floyd Mayweather. And I believe with some of his other endorsement and promotional potential and appeal or acting in a big time Hollywood movie, let's say, I believe that Conor McGregor is the unique UFC athlete where, relatively speaking, the quote unquote big payday he can get as the main event for, you know, UFC 473.5 versus the big payday he can get as a celebrity is different, and he could opt for the celebrity route, and he's one of the few people who could actually do it and get paid relative to, say, a UFC purse.
Sounds like we've got a bet, my friend. Sounds like we got a gentleman's bet on the horizon here, because I can almost promise you that he will be back in the ring before it is all said and done. So we'll throw the money up. I got $100 as Conor McGregor will be back in an octagon. He will be fighting again. That this retirement is probably about as, about as permanent as, LeBron James's movie career, I think, somewhere along those lines. So Conor McGregor
bachelorette will
be back. Exactly. He will be back fighting. This, to me, this really does sound more like another one of these situations where negotiations aren't going well with Conor McGregor on some front to do with MMA. I mean, at the heart of Conor McGregor, he's not a businessman. He's a fighter. He's a cold-blooded killer. And that itch is just going to be way too strong for him to not itch it at some point in the future. So $100 says he'll be back in the octagon before it's all said and done.
So you missed one of the key words of what I said there, Joe. I said what he should do, what he could do, not necessarily what he will do. You know what I mean? What I'm saying right here, Joe, is that he is uniquely positioned to be able to do this, okay? He should do this. He could do this. I don't know that he will do it. I do think he should, but no, I'm not making the gentleman's bet with you because this could be just a PR thing to generate buzz. This, I agree with you. It could be a year later he gets that itch that he has to scratch, but even if he does it, much like last year when Rob Gronkowski was considering retirement and I said he should retire and then he ultimately did not, you know, I still think my point remains. Why expose yourself to this? He doesn't need to, but, you know, maybe if he's the DNA of a fighter, it's possible that he does. I just think it's a stupid decision.
No argument there. I mean, I don't think he's nearly the same guy that he was. But one thing we know about these kinds of guys is that as much as they like to turn it on, turn it off, they just can't. They are what they are. They're made. Their DNA is a hell of a lot different. And the same thing with Gronkowski. I mean, all the possibilities in the world and the future holds for you. I got a feeling, too, by December, by the cutoff date in the NFL, he'll be back in a Patriots uniform. He'll be playing with them also. I don't buy either of the retirements, especially Conor McGregor's. I do think it'd be better for the sport if Conor McGregor distanced himself because I think they're still tied at the hip, unfortunately, and I think the sooner that he moves off and rides off into the sunset, the better the sport will be. As soon as they can find the next Conor McGregor, which they haven't really done yet at this particular point, but there's no way that he is not going to nearly be, as much as he loves the camera and the publicity and the screaming and the yelling and you know, owning a whiskey company is not going to give you the same kind of publicity as I'm coming back to fighting. And this really does stink of some sort of maybe negotiations aren't going, which is so curious why Dana White pops on right afterwards.
Exactly.
is like, oh, yeah, great. Okay, yeah, retire. You know, it just, this is how they negotiate back and forth. Like, all right, I'm going to step away. And now Dana White's like, okay, step away. Go ahead. Yeah, all right, that's great, man. I'd step away too because you suck. These two back and forth like an old married couple. It cracks me up. Yeah. It really does. It would not surprise me at all to see him back in the ring go, you know what, guys, I'm going to come back one more time. The question is, who does he fight? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you can't come back and fight Khabib. He's going to get killed. So who is there to fight? I don't know.
The key word is he's done with fighting. So maybe something else.
Yeah, maybe the WWE. I mean, it seems where everyone goes these days. He's too small. All right, 1 hour in the books. We'll help you make it rain. Talk a little baseball next hour to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
You know, Gronkowski was such a great tight end, man. I mean, we're going to look back and we're going to miss him. Just appreciate everything that he did. And I know fantasy last year was a very inconsistent year, but that guy put up some monster numbers. He was fun to watch, too. He was a fun player, great personality, and, he'll be missed.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
So just how, with the proliferation of sports betting and sports books opening up all across the country, has it affected the bottom line in Vegas sports books at all? And no better way to test that theory, of course, than looking at the numbers this past week, round the first couple of rounds of the tournament. And the answer would be not at all.
Yeah.
Yep, the betting handle was up at pretty much every Las Vegas sportsbook on the first tournament weekend, And this is kind of the first chance to really measure what is the impact of having, you know, New Mexico and, you know, having Jersey and Pennsylvania right. and Delaware and these states that do, you know, how is it affecting it? Is it are they losing any money? And the answer is absolutely not. The handle was up 20% year over year on the first 4 days of the tournament. And that is pretty much holding true across all of the big sports books in Las Vegas. And it doesn't surprise me because I do also think that as nice a story as it is in other places, you're getting a lot of the Joe Public money and a lot of the whale money, a lot of the sharp money that's going to come in. Listen, they've got their proxies, okay, if they're not in Vegas already. And the one thing about avid sports investors is they don't like change. If it ain't broke, they ain't fixing it. So they might be able to walk down the street and place a bet, which would be great. But the fact that they've they got the same proxy service. It's been working for them. They're up. It doesn't surprise me that the numbers are actually doing better, because the thing with Vegas, keep in mind, is the more popular sports betting mm-hmm. grows, the more people from California are starting to cross over into, you know, don't forget, when you're in California, you're a 4-hour ride away from L.A. to Nevada. So it's not like you can't just run over to Vegas on a weekend trip, because you can. And I do think a lot of the money that's starting to come in to Vegas now, some of the extra revenue definitely coming from more and more people in that behemoth state next to them, California. Hop in a car and let's go to Vegas, and let's not go to the casino, let's go to the sports book. And I think you're going to see more and more of that too as well. All right, 1 hour in the books. We'll talk a little baseball here coming up, as don't look now, a couple of days away from the rest of Major League Baseball getting ready to take the mound. We'll talk about some of that off the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.